really, and that you can just go back.
Do you know how to play Kia Rahi?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to explain how to play?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Kia Rahi is a little bit tricky to explain without visuals. But anyway, you have two teams. So it doesn't matter what colour, but you can have one team. It could be the red team. And they're going to be called the Taniwha. Okay, so the Taniwha team. And so you have three zones on a field. So it could be a field or a court. You have what's called a tupu in the middle. And then it's got a small zone around it. Then you've got your two zones outside. So you've got, so you've got your tupu, and then the next zone is called, if I remember right, Pawhirawa. So you've got the Pawhirawa zone. Then outside of that is the Roto, Te Roto zone, and then Te Aho. So the whole point is that certain players can stay in certain zones. One team can score by throwing at the tupu, while the other team are trying to touch, is when they get the ball, as many of the po, which are like big cones or whatever, on the outside, and then try and score a try in the Pawhirawa zone.
Yeah, thank you. Have you taught this sport to Britain and England?
Yes, I have. So I have been teaching it to Team 4, but mostly Year 6s and some Year 5s, and we've been doing that in our Māori rotations on a Friday afternoon.
Okay. How do you involve the ball in Kia Rahi?
Okay, so there's only one ball. When it first starts off, it's a kickoff from the zone, which is in Marama zone.
Yep.
Then it's, so obviously you're trying to kick it off to your player, to someone in your group, in your team. Then you are then trying to score however your team is scoring at that moment. However, if you're on the opposite team to me, you get the ball. Now your team is trying to score while I'm defending. So if you have the ball, you're trying to score. If you don't have the ball, you're trying to defend. So that's how the ball works in Kia Rahi.
Okay, how did you discover Kia Rahi?
Cool. So when we were first talking about, as teachers, what we could do for our rotation on a Friday, I wanted to do something around sports and something active.
Yep.
And I knew only a very, very little amount about Kia Rahi just from Ms. Fafusuanga, because I knew that she had taken a team to play, a really good team from up north. So then I had really, really small conversations, so I only knew only a tiny, tiny little bit of it from Ms. V. Then it was Ms. Teto that actually taught me and sent me all the information of how to play Kia Rahi. So it was basically, I didn't really discover it on my own, I discovered it from help from my friends. So Ms. Teto and Ms. Fafusuanga have really been the ones that have taught me. And then also my uncle Google has helped me as well.
Thank you.